speedbuilders.com. Good morning. What's your name?
My name is Janice Carson.
What is your address?
223 Timber Drive.
How long have you resided there?
Approximately 3.5 years, I believe.
What was your home address prior to Timber Drive?
I lived at 445 Oak Drive.
Where is that located? What city?
That is located in Slidell.
How long did you live at the Oak Drive address?
I lived there 4 years.
Mrs. Carson, my name is Robert Lakes. I represent Marchfield in this lawsuit that you have filed. We're here today to take your deposition. Have you ever given a deposition before?
Yes, I have given one.
Now, you may have, through your prior times of giving depositions, become familiar with the rules, but I'll just outline them for you now before we get started.
Sounds good to me. I'll have some ground rules.
I'm going to ask you some questions about matters pertaining to this suit. If you don't grasp a question that I ask you, stop me and ask me to repeat it.
I'll be happy to do that.
I tend to be a slow talker compared to most other attorneys that I encounter, so attempt to allow me to get my question completed before you begin to answer. Let me get my complete question verbalized. It just makes the process go a little smoother.
You've got it.
This isn't a formal proceeding in the sense that we're not in court. There's no judge who's present, who's ruling on objections, or any of that sort of formality. But it is formal in the sense that you've been sworn to tell the truth in response to the questions that I ask. Do you have any questions about the procedure today?
Not at this time. I don't have any.
How many times prior to today have you given a deposition?
I only recall giving a deposition once before.
What was that in?
It was in a suit that my brother had against a car manufacturer.
What is your brother's name?
Kenny Miller.
Carson is a married name, is that right?
Correct, it is my married name.
This deposition that you gave, do you recall when you gave it, how long ago?
The closest that I can recall was a month ago.
Do you know who the defendant is in that lawsuit?
Yes, it is General Motors.
Who is that?
I said it is General Motors.
Do you know the name of the lawyer who took your deposition?
No, I have no idea what his name was.
Do you know the name of the lawyer who represented you in that deposition, or were you represented by a lawyer?
No, I was not. May I add something?
Sure, you may add something.
My brother had an attorney present.
What's the lawyer's name?
That is Gerald Winter.
One other thing. Let me just say this while I'm thinking about it. This lady is going to be taking down everything that we say, but she can only take down words that we speak. Therefore, I'm going to do my best to attempt not to nod and shake my head when I'm asking you questions. If you could, do your utmost to say yes, no, or whatever it is that your answer is, because she can't take head nods down. Do you remember where this lawsuit was filed? What court?
No, I don't remember where the attorney filed it.
Was it in state or federal court?
I don't remember which one it was in.
Are there any parties to the lawsuit other than General Motors and your brother?
I don't know if there are others or not.
Just so I'm clear on this, have you given any depositions other than the one you gave a month ago on your brother's case?
I believe I may have started a deposition at the hospital, at Marchfield Hospital, when it was Hunter Hospital. I'm not sure what year it was. That was it.
You're not sure what year it was, but you believe that the deposition you gave at the hospital was given when the hospital was owned by Hunter, is that right?
I think so. I'm not certain at this time. I couldn't tell you.
Do you recall what that deposition related to?
It was in relation to two radiologists that were in the hospital. They were being sued by a breast patient.
You say you started a deposition, you think. Do you recall giving a deposition like we're doing here today?
I just don't remember.
Do you remember whether there was a trial in that case?
I do not remember that at all.
Is there a trial date in your brother's case?
I don't know anything about that.
Are you married?
Yes, I am married.
What's your husband's name?
Lance Carson.
How long have you been married?
We've been married 9.5 years.
Is Mr. Carson living with you now?
Yes, he is living with me.
Where does your husband work?
My husband works at Best Home Improvement.
What is the work of Best Home Improvement?
Home repairs, remodeling.
Remodeling?
Home repairs and home remodeling.
Are they located in Slidell?
No, they're located in New Orleans.
What does Mr. Carson do at that business?
He's a cost estimator.
Are you employed right now?
I'm self-employed right now.
Self-employed. Where are you self-employed?
I own a picture supply business, balloon delivery, and gift basket.
What's the name of that place?
Picture Perfect.
What is its address?
509 Lake Drive.
So you operate the business out of your home?
Yes, it's done out of the house.
Is Picture Perfect a corporation?
It is an S corporation.
So Picture Perfect is an S corporation?
S corporation is under Parker's, Inc.
Parker's, is that correct?
Yes, Parker's, Inc.
Is there any comma between Parker's and Inc.?
Yes, there is a comma there.
Are you a shareholder in Parker's, Inc.?
I'm not sure at this time.
Are you an officer of Parker's, Inc.?
Yes, I am an officer.
What officer are you?
I'm Secretary Treasurer.
Who's the president?
Lance Carson.
Does Parker's, Inc. have any companies in any other names other than Picture Perfect?
No, that's it.
Do you work for any other places other than Picture Perfect or Parker's Inc.?
Not at this time. I don't work anywhere else.
Are you a paid employee?
No, I am not.